This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policies shaping African technology. Here is what matters on August 9, 2026. Nigeria's Terra Industries is building a 34,000 square foot drone plant in Accra, set to be Africa's largest, as escalating Sahel security threats drive demand. This move signals a growing trend of local manufacturing, driven by regional security needs. For investors, this implies a growing opportunity in defense-focused startups, particularly those with local manufacturing capabilities. Can local companies like Terra Industries meet the rising demand for security solutions without relying on foreign imports? As we look at the edtech space, Egypt's iSchool has acquired software firm Rubicol and its 21 engineers to build proprietary AI systems for schools. This deal signals a shift in African and MENA edtech, from selling content to owning the technology stack. For edtech founders, this acquisition implies the need to focus on developing proprietary technology to stay competitive. Yesterday we talked about AI-powered TB screening, and now we see AI being applied to education, raising questions about the role of AI in improving learning outcomes. The launch of a $100 million philanthropic fund by Wasoko co-founder Daniel Yu to back export manufacturing and labor mobility highlights a crucial issue: job creation. Yu argues that Africa's startup decade created capital and apps but not enough jobs, sparking a debate about the role of venture capital in addressing unemployment. For venture capitalists, this implies a need to reassess their investment strategies and consider the job creation potential of their portfolio companies. Are philanthropic and jobs-focused funds like Yu's a complement to venture, or an indictment of what venture failed to fund? Spiro's $215 million raise to expand Africa's battery swap network as electric mobility scales is a significant development in the clean tech space. This investment implies that institutional capital is betting on who owns the continent's EV infrastructure layer. For clean tech investors, this raise highlights the importance of asset finance and debt structuring in the industry. Who ends up owning the battery swap layer in each market? Startups, oil marketers with forecourt real estate, or telcos with tower power infrastructure? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akayeza.